This is Dr. Singh. I'm dictating from Marywood Nursing Care Center. Patient first name is Joseph, last name is Plaza, PLAZA. Date of birth is 10/15/1934. Date of evaluation 6/22/2022. HPI history, page complaints. Psychiatric evaluation requested for management of depression. History of present illness. This is an 87 years old male who was admitted here on 6/17/2022 upon transfer from Royal Oak Beaumont Hospital. Patient's chart indicates a history of urinary tract infection, left artificial hip joint, atrial fibrillation, glaucoma, hyperlipidemia, BPH, depression, hypertensive heart disease, old myocardial infarction, congestive heart failure, muscle weakness, Barrett's esophagus, adult failure to thrive, and acquired absence of right foot. The patient was calm and cooperative during my evaluation. He expressed a helplessness over his physical limitations. And recognizes that his problems are, quote, not going to get better, unquote. He had vague, passive wish to die, but no intent or plans to harm self. Peter, he expressed some worries about going through a, quote, difficult time and suffering, unquote. In this aging process, he reports that his sleep is okay, but appetite is poor, and attributes that to a loss of taste from a history of COVID period. He reports that he lives in an assisted living facility, and his sister also lives there. He has a brother in a nursing home. He reports that he's never married and has no children. He talked about two nieces who help him out. Patient reports that he had amputation of right foot post trauma 30 years ago. Peter, he reports that he does not have good prosthesis, and he cannot wear prosthesis anyway until his foot ulcer heals. Peter, overall, his mood is dysphoric. But no hostility, agitation, no paranoia, delusional thinking, and adamantly denies any intent or plans to harm self. Peter, social worker's notes indicates that he probably will go back to assisted living with home health care after medical stabilization. Next paragraph, review of systems, general weakness, eyes, ear, nose, throat, cardiovascular, respiratory, non-reported, gastrointestinal, poor appetite, genitourinary, non-reported, musculoskeletal weakness, skin, neurologic, psychiatric, endocrine, heme allergies, non-reported. Next paragraph, past psychiatric history, prior outpatient psychiatric treatment denied, prior outpatient alcohol substance abuse treatment denied, prior history of suicide attempts denied. Next paragraph, social history, medical record, lab diagnostic test, vocational form and chart, nursing. Next paragraph, under history and habits, medical history, see medical history as reported in HPI, surgical history, see chart for details, family history, no family history and record, tobacco history denied, drug abuse history denied, alcohol history denied. Next paragraph, current medications, MAR reviewed Zoloft 25 milligram once a day, started by PCP. Next paragraph, blood pressure 112/62, pulse 76, respiration 18. Next paragraph, general. Appropriately groomed, demeanor cooperative, motor movements weakness, gait, sitting in a wheelchair, speech clear, mood dysphoric, affect constricted, thought process intact, association normal, thought content normal, perceptual disturbances denied, level of consciousness alert, oriented time 3, firm knowledge fair, judgment and insight fair, sleep fair, appetite poor. Next paragraph, the assessment plan, major depressive disorder, single episode, moderate, F32.1. Plans may benefit from psychotherapy, continue Zoloft as prescribed. Discuss with patient regarding practice of mindfulness and shift his thinking from what if and what could to present. Next paragraph, disposition, ongoing follow-up with attending physician for medical management. Period, notify our service for any increase in depressive symptoms. Comma, medication adverse effects. Period, will follow with you as needed basis. Procedure code 99305 under supplemental administrative. Check common side effects of SSRI. Risk benefit statements based on findings of my assessment. Above stated goals, benefits of recommended psychotropic drug intervention outweigh the risk as reported above. End of dictation.